I'm at the Futro launch, and I'm talking to Ian Derbyshire. Ian, what's your interest here?
Well, I'm interested in what the railways are going to look like in 20, 30, 40 years' time. I'm also interested in how we're going to be moving around the country in 20, 30, 40 years' time. The people who aren't using rail and could and should be, whether it's for improved journey times or more comfort or reduced carbon emissions, and looking together with all of the folks here at how Futro is delivered.
And what did you think of the event today?
Well, it's exceptionally good. It's a great starting point. I'd like to see this team, this group, coming together every quarter, accounting for what they've done to contribute to the delivery of Futro over the next several years.
And we're looking in this activity, we're looking 30, 40 years ahead to where the rail system might evolve to. But there was a lot of talk about, you know, using the jargon, multimodal, so lots of different ways of travelling between destinations. What's your take on the need for that?
I think it's essential. In 20 or 30 years' time, all transport operators should be pitching for my business. If I'm saying, today I want to go from Sevenoaks to the British Library, I should have a series of offers based on how quick, how cheap, how carbon efficient you can get me to where I want to get when I want to get there. So a kind of my journey scenario where I'm engaged live by the operators rather than me having to go and look at their website to see what's on offer.
And there was a lot of discussion today about the importance of real-time data, both in terms of managing the networks of different modes of travel, but also in enabling customers to make decisions in real time. How far away are we from being able to do that, do you think?
Very nearly. We could do it today. We could envisage how we could do this within the next 5 years, I think. Already on your mobile phone, you can see journey options presented with alternative routes and times. Going to the next level and making it interactive and using live data, it's absolutely conceivable.
So why is this group, why is this Futro group important?
This is the railway industry's mechanism for delivering this future vision. And I think it's important that we have consistency, representation from all aspects of the industry, but also from outside the current, rather restricted, only rail-based group.
So you'd want to widen this group?
A little bit, yes.
How would you do that?
More young people, including the trades unions, including the media.
Okay. Ian, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.